And now we're going to our exposed section with John and Mariana, with Monique, and along with Alvin Binney. Gio, Rod?
That's great. Yeah, Binney.
John, what do you think?
Thanks, Dad. This is the exposed section of Worship Factory on 99.5 KKLA, as my father just alluded to. I don't claim him as a father, but he says I'm his father.
What? It's on the birth certificate.
Yeah, I know. I want to see the proof. But we're actually sitting here in studio with Alvin Chia.
Woo-hoo!
And Mariana and the half-size Monique.
Hey.
This is awesome.
Oh.
Pay off the short jokes. Well, I am excited to have you here. This whole radio program is about encouraging, inspiring Christian creatives, and this section is dealing with the people in college age career who are just coming out, and you guys,
newbies.
Take six.
Came out of college.
Well, yes, you did, and you guys are also you also have the master's, the mentoring. When you go to around to colleges, don't you?
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
Give little.
We do master classes.
Master classes.
It's just sharing, because there are a lot of people who. They want to do this music thing, but they keep getting the pressure from family to get a real job.
Oh, my gosh.
And so
Anything
it's...
Sorry, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I'm like, yeah, conflicted. People
no, it's just a way to be, able
right?
to be able to say, if you're going to pursue this, pursue it with excellence and
right.
know your industry.
Right.
Know all your options. There's more to life than American Idol. There's,
right.
as Monique works a lot, as I do, and Sonia Sampson here, in doing sessions, there are a lot of different things you can do. You can film score. You can do commercials. You can do movies. You can do TV stuff.
And even sing for weddings or play
Absolutely.
For graduations
right.
or, you know.
You can do casuals. You
right.
can do a lot of different things to pursue
Make it work.
Your dream.
And to hone your craft while
Absolutely.
You're trying to accomplish
it. Because if God wants, intends that for your life, that's what he intends for your life, period.
Yeah.
Doing anything outside of that is not living according to your purpose.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. And I logged on to take6.com and I watched that little master class, and there are incredibly talented kids out there, and
they're
just hungry for
and they're
direction.
Younger and they're more gifted. I guess there's such a media onslaught that they get in.
Like that's what those kids are supposed to do.
That's that, you know, that by the time they're in master classes all the time, you know, they can watch YouTube and watch a performance before when, you know, we were coming up as Michael Jackson, the Motown special 25. You sit there and you'd watch it once,
yeah.
you know, now again, again and again and again
right.
and again. So, you know, Take Six's purpose of doing these master classes is just to encourage people and say you don't have to do it like everybody else can do it, but
right.
it doesn't mean you're not as legitimate and you're not as blessed and you're not as called as anybody else.
How often do you do those master classes?
We probably do about 4 or 5 of them a year. We generally tag them on to a sound check just before a performance in a college or education setting.
That is awesome, because, you know, truth be told, with this, especially with the economy nowadays and how things are, it's not easy for you to, you know, say to your parents or your friends and sort of go, you know what, I'm going to pursue this.
Right.
Because, you know, what's your backup plan?
Right.
You know, what are you going to do?
You know, and I talk to people, you know, being a pro, it's being a pro singer, it's the closest thing I can think about it is, you know, you're going to somebody hanging out in the gym. Who likes to play basketball with them. They call him a gym rat. And he's good and he plays and he plays and he plays. But there's a difference between the guy that comes in and he's a pro basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different work ethic that he has with his game and the way he takes care of his body and the way he works out and he's careful about injuries and he finishes playing. His mind is staying in the game. It's the closest thing you can see to someone who's a pro singer that also sings with somebody else, you know,
right.
who kind of does it on the weekends.
There's a purpose involved.
Right.
It's almost like
focus.
You know, instead of a
up
hobby, it's
on
a,
time for your gigs. Know your material. Learn to blend and sing well with others.
Have some backup songs.
Know how to read music.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things. Take your craft seriously, and you will have and pursue that excellence. Because if your family loves you, and they do. And you're telling them, Mom, I want to do such and such instead of being an attorney or instead of being a doctor. But you don't know how to read music and you don't know about your craft and you don't know about options. Then you haven't done your due diligence.
Right.
That's why they're looking at you like you're not serious about life.
Right. Yeah. You have to take it almost as if it is your own school.
Absolutely.
You know, your own type.
Because
of
the thing about the session world that Monique and I both know is you may have already been hired for the last time. There's no guarantee about tomorrow. Right. There's no check because it's the 1st or the 15th. Mm-hmm. You have to work and keep pushing and be excellent every time you get in there. And that is how you continue to build your legacy.
It's almost that's the remarkable thing about being an artist or just, you know, using mm-hmm. your creativity financially, you know, to mm-hmm. support you, is you always have to be on your game.
Oh, absolutely. Always. Because when I was coming up, you know, my dad, he's a teacher, been a teacher 30-something years, that was job security. They had mm-hmm. one employer, they had one paycheck, they had one place to be.
You're set.
But when this economy changed, that flipped into you have one person to get upset, you have one industry that can go sour, and you got one time that you can get fired.
People get frazzled. They
absolutely
get really...
For me, I get fired every single time I work. Mm-hmm. But I have 300 employers that could potentially call me tomorrow.
Right.
So you
and
gotta
it's
a
difference. That's job security to
you
me.
Stay at your peak.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you've got kids, a brand new kitty boy.
Absolutely.
And as a father now, you're kind of in that place where you've got kids, and do they have goals and ambitions to be involved with this industry?
I'm looking at my son right now. He's 19, and he's finding what he wants to do. And I think so. I think what my kids are probably getting from me, at least I hope them, is they'll get the tools. Mm-hmm. Now, however they want to apply those tools into whatever profession, that's up to them. But I want them to know that they should, when they dress, they should be clean and well-groomed. When they show up to an appointment, they need to be early, because if they show up on time, they're late. Mm-hmm. That when they speak to people, they need to look at them in the eye and be pleasant and be able to represent themselves well. And all of those other things that help you
makes
get in
difference.
The door
it
and
does.
Stay in the door.
It makes a difference.
Absolutely.
It totally changes the ballgame between, you know, because then people see you taking your life seriously.
Absolutely. And you show them the respect that you want mm-hmm. them to afford you.
It's like, I want this. And this Absolutely. Is how I show this appreciation.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
And again, you're listening to 99.5 KKLA. This is Exposed on Worship Factory. And as you were speaking, you're talking about how even athletes get in their prime. And that's mm-hmm. true. I mean, Kobe Bryant, I mean, look, you know, he's a phenomenal athlete. But mm-hmm. even the new people that are coming up, he's mm-hmm. got to stay and just hit it,
Absolutely.
Hit it, hit it.
Absolutely.
The question is us being the college kids, we're the ones trying to get to that level. You know, we're the mm-hmm. ones trying to get up and take the pros, not necessarily mm-hmm. out of the game, but, mm-hmm. you know, we're trying to come up. What do you recommend we do? Like you were saying to your son, you know, show up on time. I mean, just is there any encouragement that we can have just to stay on it? Because it gets tough.
Yeah, you have to know what it is that you're – I've been preaching this all day. Know what your purpose is, you know, and it's maybe not what you're good in. It may be what you've been called to do. Mm. There are people who are attorneys and doctors who are those things because they have the aptitude for those areas, but that's not necessarily what they're called for. And you'll see that because you never can make enough money when you're not happy.
Right.
How many times do you see an athlete go from one team to another team and they're just mad, mad, mad? Finally, they get the big contract and it lasts for 2 seasons. Then he's mad because he wanted the ring.
Yeah.
No. Go according to what your purpose is. Follow what God is. You got to seek God's will in your life.
Right.
Live according to that purpose.
Right.
Represent excellence in everything you do. Apply. So that's what I would say. To look into yourself, really evaluate what you're good at. Really evaluate what God has called you to do, and pursue the daylights out of that. And then have a backup plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's just like an insurance or investing. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, be able to spread yourself around and be able to represent excellence in a lot of different areas, so
yeah.
that you're covered.
Yeah, my parents actually, they did a really good job at making sure that I was as well-rounded
Absolutely.
As possible, because it changes things. You
Absolutely.
Know, when you don't obsess about one thing and mm-hmm. you see the world around you and you sort of go, okay, it's just not about this that I
Right.
like to do. Sometimes
Right.
I have to do stuff, you know, one thing, it all goes into something else. You know,
mm-hmm.
maybe me learning this will help for what I really mm-hmm. want to do in life.
Well, and there are pros and cons with everything. I heard an interview with P. Diddy talking about, I think it was one of those shows, Making the Band. And somebody in the show was saying, I don't want to do that. And he stopped. He's like, what? There's something in my job I don't want to do every day. That's what you have to do. That's a
right.
job. That's your career.
Right.
There's
right.
something about session singing that drives me bananas every single time. But that's my job.
It's not going to be what you always like to
right.
do.
Right, absolutely.
So was there a moment where you felt called to this, where you had like a God moment, and you're like, you know what? This is God's calling. Did you know,
it happened for me in a different kind of way. I was actually dating someone, and the person, I was just belly aching. I don't want to do this. I'm tired of traveling. These guys, they're making me mad. Nobody understands me. Nobody's listening to me. I'm not doing this anymore. And the person I was dating happened to have a concert in town. I invited her out. She was sitting there on the show. She said, the show started. I walked out on stage, and I had a look of sheer glee on my face.
Oh.
And she said, from that point, she was like, Alvin, you're good at what you do, but I see that that is what you are supposed to be doing.
You see the joy
there's a connection.
Yeah.
That look on your face could not be gotten, if that's a word, could not, I'll leave that alone. You couldn't get their way.
Couldn't be had.
Doing anything else in life. Right. That's what you were here
right.
for.
Right. So fulfilling.
Yeah. So it was revealed to me.
And you know, when you get that moment, you just know. You just know that makes you, you know, that fills you up.
Just like when you meet that special person. Come on now.
I have yet to meet that special person.
There's a checklist of things you have in your life, but when you meet that person, you throw the checklist away because you line up in more ways than you even thought
right.
to put on the checklist.
Exactly.
You just know.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It just clicks right away.
Right.
That is awesome. And you're listening to KKLA 99.5 Exposed, our section of Worship Factory. And we are just so thankful to have you with us, Alvin.
Thanks for sharing your time
God.
And your wisdom and
awesome.
Letting us glean from you.
Good to be
Definitely.
Here.
Definitely. And it's awesome to see. I mean, I was a bit embarrassed myself that you are so humble in your presence. Oh. And then when I saw your work history, I was like, oh man, I get to interview this guy? I get to interview him? You know, and a lot of people, you know, if you don't know Take Six, you're the voice of Baby Back Ribs. I mean, that's
come on now. The important stuff.
Yeah, yes. I mean, that speaks to my stomach, which in turn speaks to my heart. But thanks again.
Definitely.
This is 99.5 KKLA, and just go on the site, get connected, worshipfactory.net.
You take care.
And Rod, what a blessed time to be in the studio with Take Six famous, famous member Alvin Venechia. Amazing.
You know, I want to say we have some really great guests on our show, but there's some times where you just catch a little magic, and it just seemed like with Alvin today, that was just something really special.
Get online, get connected, worshipfactory.net. You listen to Worship Factory Radio on KKLA 99.5 FM. See you next week.